Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline and we are glad you joined us here today.
Yes, we are. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Every Saturday we review our lessons from the week and we have a lot to cover.
I am hungry for a burger.
Oh, what? You are a vegetarian. You don't eat burgers.
Okay, you're right. I don't eat meat. But remember, we have a new place in town. It's a burger restaurant. Have you gone yet?
Don't you remember? I keep asking you, but I can't go. I need to find someone else to go with me.
Oh, I see. But that's a pretty easy solution to find someone, Peter. There are many people at the office who are going. You just need to ask for some directions.
I don't need directions. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I will follow my nose. I can smell a cheeseburger from anywhere. Oh, and maybe I will follow our friends. Everyone seems to be going there.
Okay, I believe that second comment more than the first. Well, we also talked about inventions this week, right?
Yes, inventions are very useful. And we also had an important talk about it between two friends. I think this situation is quite common.
Yes, I think that we all have friends where what is happening on our phones seems more important than what we are doing right now. Well, we have lots to talk about today, but first let's review those lessons together. Hey Alex, do you know Billy's Burgers?
Sure, it is a good restaurant, but where is it?
I can give you directions. First, go past the 7-Eleven.
Okay, then what?
Then go down Oak Street. The restaurant is on the left.
Let's go and find it. I'm hungry.
Me too. Let's go. Hi, James. Are you going to lunch?
I can't. I'm meeting Rob later.
Okay. I can go to lunch with Tina and Alex. Where are they?
They're at the new restaurant.
Where is it?
It is on Oak Street. It's several streets west of the department store.
Thank you. See you after lunch.
Susie, that cupcake looks delicious. Where did you get it?
I bought it from a woman on the sidewalk. She is a street vendor. It's really good.
I should go buy one for myself. Where is she?
She's on the corner of Fergus and Wellington streets. She's across from the elementary school.
Good. I'll go there on my way home.
The cupcake lady is gone. She leaves after she sells all her cupcakes.
When will she have more?
She won't come back today. Maybe she will come tomorrow?
That's too bad. I really wanted a cupcake.
Well, there is a bakery one block away.
Let's go there.
Okay. But we should cross the street here at the crosswalk.
John and Bill were good friends, but they didn't see each other very often. One night, they were having dinner. They chatted about the things they were doing. They both used their phones. John took a picture of his food. He showed Bill a video, too. But Bill was always looking at his phone. And he kept getting messages.
Sorry, John, but I met a nice girl last week, said Bill. We went on a date, and it was really fun. So now we text a lot.
John was happy for Bill. He could understand talking to a new girlfriend. But Bill's phone kept interrupting them during their talk. John didn't appreciate that. John was having problems with his own girlfriend. He wanted to talk to Bill about that.
Bill, I want to tell you about something, but it's a long story,
John said.
I'd love to listen. Nothing would make me happier,
said Bill. Then Bill's phone beeped again.
Oh, sorry,
said Bill.
I've got to get that.
What should John do? What would you do?
Thanks for joining me on the show today, Susie.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Let's talk about inventions.
Sure. History is full of great inventions.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite invention is the washing machine.
Why?
Washing machines make life easier.
Before washing machines, people washed their dirty clothes by hand.
Many inventions help people save time.
What is your favorite invention, Alex?
I like airplanes. I can fly to Taipei in less than a day.
That's right. Before airplanes, traveling took a long time.
So what's your favorite invention?
I love tablets. They are very useful.
You can read books, listen to music, and surf the internet.
Did you know people send more than 100 billion emails a day, James?
Really? That's a lot of emails.
Not only are emails fast and convenient, but they're free. They've changed how we communicate.
Yes, they let people communicate easily.
Do you remember life before emails?
Not really. But people used to send letters and cards from the post office.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Hi, Tina. It's time for lunch. I'm heating my lunch in the microwave.
Did you know the microwave was invented at the end of World War II?
I didn't know that, but I'm glad it was invented.
Me too. Now I can heat my food quickly.
That's good, because I'm really hungry.
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. And Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right. But make sure to be using your English at home if you can.
On this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. So try to say more than one word answers. Try saying a whole sentence.
Let's try practicing directions. I want everyone to think of a place close by your home or workplace. Then give directions to that place.
Okay, I'm a little hungry, so I think I will give directions to the coffee shop bakery. Let's see, go out the door and take a right. Go past the 7-Eleven. After one more block, it will be on the left on the corner.
Okay, I am going to the park for a break. Let's see. You go out the door and take a left. Make sure to go down the street and take another left. The park will be on your right. You can stay there and walk around it.
Perfect. Although that was a little bit difficult, I have an easier question.
What does the word cross and crosswalk mean?
Okay, they are similar words. Cross, we cross the street. You start on one side and go to the other side. But you have to cross something. That is the street you are crossing. Make sure to cross at the crosswalk. See, that's pretty easy. Those are those white lines. This is a safe place for people to walk.
Great. Now, Susie's favorite invention.
That's got to be the toaster. She can toast some bread, put some peanut butter. You're shaking your head. No? Okay, that's mine.
All right. It's not a toaster.
Maybe try again. Okay. My other favorite is the TV. Her favorite invention is the TV.
No, Peter, remember, it's the washing machine.
Oh, why? Do you remember why?
Yes, because before, people had to wash their clothes by hand. That's really hard. Now washing machines make life a lot easier.
Ooh. Well, you're right. That would be very tiring to wash your clothes by hand. Well, friends, think about your favorite invention and try to give a full answer. But right now, we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. So what did you like learning about this week?
I liked learning about the new place, the new burger place. That place is going to change my life.
Be serious.
I am. Just think about a double bacon cheeseburger. Ooh, cheddar cheese or blue cheese. What will I get today? And maybe some French fries as well with some ketchup.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're excited. My favorite article was the Talk About It article. I always love those.
Well, friends, now let's take a look at those features. We can look at them together.
Let's see. If I go right at this corner and then go straight for 2 blocks.
Oh, hi, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. I'm just thinking about how to get to a new restaurant. I'm looking at a map. Of course, I can just look at GPS, but that's not always correct. I like to know the directions to get somewhere. Can you give and understand directions? That's an important skill.
Giving and understand directions is an important skill. You need to be clear when you give directions. Then people can understand your directions more easily. Some people use north, south, east, and west when they give directions. But it's easier to just say turn left and turn right. When you say turn right or turn left, give the name of the street. If you just say, turn left at the next corner, that could be confusing. Instead, say, turn left at the next corner on Center Street. If someone needs to go straight for a distance, tell them how many blocks to go. That is often easier than giving a distance such as half a mile or 1 kilometer. It's always helpful to give landmarks too. Maybe there's a gas station or a bank on the corner where they need to turn. It is helpful to know that. It can be useful to tell about how long it takes to get to a place. You can say, it is a 10-minute walk, or you can drive there in about 8 minutes. Practice giving directions to a place you know. Can you give someone directions from your home to a convenience store? Try it. Directions are not that hard.
I like maps, but a lot of people don't use them anymore. but they can be very useful, especially when you need to give directions. I use a GPS, and I'm sure you do too. But GPS is not always correct. It's nice to have an idea where to go, so look at maps and try to understand them, and practice giving directions. Then when someone asks, you can tell them where to go. That's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
When you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad, when you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad, pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Have exciting news when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad, pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about inventors, and here to answer our question is Ms. Alexandra Bell.
Hi Rob.
Hello Alexandra, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now Alexandra, I have a question here from Keith Bryant of Rome, Georgia. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Wonderful. Well, Keith writes, there has been a lot of news about the Tesla company and their electric cars. I am wondering something. Where does the name Tesla come from?
I love this question. Where does the name Tesla come from? The name comes from a man named Nikola Tesla.
Can you tell us more about him?
Sure. Nikola was a scientist and inventor. He made a lot of important discoveries.
Interesting. Tell us more.
Well, through his work, Tesla developed a way for power to get to our homes and businesses.
Wow. So without Tesla, we wouldn't have electric lights at home, be able to watch TV or charge our phones?
That's right. Tesla also invented other things that changed the world.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Tesla developed X-ray technologies, wireless technologies, and technologies for TV and radio.
Wow. No wonder the Tesla car company chose to name their company after him.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Alexandra. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
There you are, Vance. Oh, and you brought your little dog, too.
Hey, Brian.
Well, I'm so glad you chose this restaurant. House of Noodles has great food. The last time I was here was with Bill.
Oh, I miss Bill. The last time I was here was with Steve.
Oh, I miss Steve. Just sitting here
makes me a little sad.
Bill and Steve would, well, they tried to... Sometimes that they came here for...
Bill and Steve used to eat here every day!
That's right. Bill and Steve used to eat here every day.
And that was a super sentence!
Ow, 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 ow!
Oh, hi, super sentence man. Pull up a chair.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have much time. I just wanted to give you a chance to practice today's super sentence. Someone used to do something.
Well, I'll go first. Well, I used to laugh a lot when Bill told jokes.
Yeah, and Bill used to laugh loudly at his own jokes. That was funny too.
Oh, those are super sentences. Do you have another?
Oh yes. Many girls used to be in love with Steve.
But Steve used to say, bros before him.
He used to say, brothers before others.
That's yes, and yes, those are super sentences. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Wait, are you talking about Bill Skin and Steve Darth?
Yes, you know them.
Of course. Did they leave?
You didn't know?
No, they used to laugh at my clothes.
Oh.
In a good way.
Uh-oh.
To Bill.
To Steve.
To old friends.
Well, it's always fun to look at those features together, and it's always great that we can review everything that we learn during the week.
That's right. We always enjoy answering questions with you each Saturday, and you can come back every Saturday to review our lessons and those great features together.
Oh, and don't forget about the conversations. Those are important as well. And I think we talked about everything there is. Burgers, two friends, and every invention in the whole world that's ever been invented.
I don't think we talked about that much. We did talk about a lot, though. Next week, we will talk about all new things.
That's a good point. And friends, this is a great place to come and practice with us.
You did a great job today, everyone, and we had a lot of fun practicing with you. We'll see you again soon. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.